This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Before he became a patriot and founding father, Benjamin Franklin was a businessman. In This Month in the Life of Benjamin Franklin, Dr. Blaine McCormick takes a closer look at Benjamin Franklin's business years, offering insight and motivation for today's business leaders.
And here's This Month in the Life of Benjamin Franklin for events happening in the first half of April. On April 2nd, 1722, at the age of 16, Franklin appeared on the front page of the New England Courant in a satirical letter written under the pseudonym Silence Do Good. Though in reality the teenaged Franklin, Silence Do Good was a sharp-tongued country widow who spoke out on various local matters. Certain that the Courant would not publish the writings of a teen, and younger sibling to James Franklin, the publisher, Franklin disguised his handwriting as he wrote the letters and then slipped them under the door late at night. He maintained the charade and entertained the local populace for almost 6 months and 14 letters. Though featured prominently in the film National Treasure, the original letters no longer exist. Franklin adopted many other pen names during his life, including Timothy Wagstaff, Abigail Twitterfield, The Busybody, Benevolus, Poor Richard Saunders, and one of my own favorites, The Speech of Miss Polly Baker, published on April 15th, 1747. Franklin published his first serious statement on public policy on April 3rd, 1729, titled A Modest Inquiry into the Nature and Necessity of a Paper Currency. He argued for a new infusion of paper money, as he concluded that a shortage of currency caused interest rates to rise and increased dependence on foreign powers. Tired of always being asked to write recommendation letters, Franklin penned a model letter of recommendation of a person you're unacquainted with, while in Paris on April 2nd, 1777. The letter reads, Sir, the bearer of this, who is going to America, presses me to give him a letter of recommendation, though I know nothing of him, not even his name. This may seem extraordinary, but I assure you it's not uncommon here. Sometimes, indeed, one unknown person brings me another equally unknown to recommend him, and sometimes they recommend one another. As to this gentleman, I must refer you to himself for his character and merits, with which he is certainly better acquainted than I can possibly be. Unquote. In the early April pages of the 1735 Poor Richard's Almanac, Franklin counsels colonial negotiators that necessity never made a good bargain. In early April of 1737, Franklin reminds us that well done is better than well said. And in the 1754 Almanac in April, he offers this retort for parents the world over. If you want to know the value of money, go and borrow some. So remember, a penny saved is still a penny earned, even though Ben Franklin never really said this.
Dr. Blaine McCormick is a management professor at the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University and the author of Ben Franklin, America's Original Entrepreneur, a new version of Franklin's best-selling autobiography written specifically for business readers. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or subscribe to our free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review on Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.